Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Passing the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement and the farm economy are among the issues on the radar of American Farm Bureau. AFPF Vice President Scott Vanderwald says he is hoping to see the new trade agreement ratified by Congress before the end of the year.
Right now is putting a full-court press on for USMCA and getting Congress to pass that. We're saying, even with all these other things going on and the things that started yesterday, we're saying let's just do the right thing, have a bipartisan vote, which we think we can do, and get that passed. And whether it's by the end of November or in December, we really don't want to wait till early next year, because you get into a political election year, then the chances of that passing probably go down significantly.
Vanderwald says passage of the USMCA will help accomplish a couple of things.
There's really two reasons why it's so urgent. First of all, we need to have that in place. The president has mentioned the possibility of withdrawing from NAFTA, and if we don't have anything, we're really in trouble. So we need to get USMCA put in place.
He adds the second advantage is passage of a trade deal sends a message to other trading partners.
If we can get that finished up, it'll give us the credibility to go to the rest of the world and say, we just did a deal with our neighbors. Now we're serious about coming to you and doing a deal with you too. And that's highly important to us with the economic conditions we've got. We've got to expand our markets and expand uses for our products, and selling it overseas is really the only way to do that.
We'll have more in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
American Farm Bureau Vice President Scott Vanderwald says passage of the trade deal also shows that Congress can come together for American agriculture.
I think it would. You know, it gives us some credibility, and we can come and say we're serious about it. And in addition, any trade deal we do has to go through Congress. And if we can show that we can get it through Congress, even though it's very bitterly divided right now, that's a step in the right direction.
He says the organization is also keeping a close watch on the farm economy.
We've had a tough year up in my part of the country, in South Dakota, the entire upper Midwest. We've had a couple of years that were really rough. In my farm, in particular, we only got half our acres planted. The rest of it was too wet. And so we had to battle with those prevented planting acres all summer and controlling weeds. We're certainly thankful that we had crop insurance and prevented planting indemnity.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.